But where does this leave free will? Skinner's answer is that it leaves it as a fiction. He doesn't go so far as to say that inner states don't exist, but he argues that they aren't the causes of behavior, as they too are caused by reinforcement contingencies. So, for example, thirst is caused by a salty meal, a hot room, or deprivation of water. So it doesn't make sense to talk about thirst as the cause of behavior. We attribute behavior to an internal state when we are ignorant of the cause. There's some interesting research by Dan Wegner and colleagues on the experience of conscious will. He suggests that people experience conscious will when they interpret their own thoughts as the cause of their actions. But he demonstrates using experimental social psychological methods that these perceptions can be manipulated. So, for instance, if people are primed to think about an action before it happens, they think they caused it, even if they did not. And conversely, if they're given another explanation for the behavior they cause, then they tend to think they didn't cause it. Think of the Ouija board. So this is kind of consistent with Skinner's position that free will is an illusion. In his book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity, which he published in 1971, Skinner argues that not only is belief in free will wrong, but that it's harmful. He suggests belief in free will and the moral autonomy of the individual, which Skinner referred to as dignity, hinders the improvement of modern society. Because we've been convinced that these ideas exist, this makes us resistant to do what we need to do to improve our culture.